Unity. Leaders have been asked to shun tribal politics and instead rally behind President William Ruto's government to ensure it delivers on its development promises to the people. The Kenya Internally Displaced Persons Organization, KIDPO, stated that the divisive politics being advanced by a section of leaders should be rejected for the sake of development and unity of the nation, while calling for an end to supremacy battles and urging leaders to strive to deliver on their mandate. KIDPO, through their spokesman Mr. Peter Tenner, told leaders to stop succession politics and advance matters of national interest aimed at boosting livelihoods, such as reforms in the agriculture sector and infrastructure development. Mr. Tenner said that Kenyans are not interested in who gets which position in the next election cycle, but are keen on how the economy will improve and boost their income. Speaking to the media in Nakuru, the spokesman, who is also KIDPO's patron, noted that President Ruto was elected by Kenyans from every part of the country to be a symbol of national unity. The patron affirmed that all Kenyans, irrespective of tribe and political affiliation, are entitled to equal share of the national cake, and noted that one of the tenets of fighting corruption, nepotism and tribalism is by ensuring equal opportunities and development to Kenyans of all walks of life and in every corner of the country. He advised leaders to avoid reducing competition for the country leadership to regional supremacy feuds and instead focus on uplifting the lives of Kenyans across tribal and party lines, in line with the oath they take, to serve all without fear or favor. At the same time, Tenner urged the president to crack the whip on any public servant or state officer who does not perform. He said there are other competent Kenyans eyeing these positions. He claimed that some individuals with vested interests, including state officers and others who have benefited from previous unjust systems, were sabotaging Kenya Kwanza's governance policies. Tenner stated that public interest ought to be protected by the country's constitutional dispensation that provides for the implementation of state policy for the benefit of all citizens. An efficient, professional and result-oriented public service is critical to any government and country. The government works through the public service to deliver on its mandate and legitimate expectations of taxpayers, irrespective of how they voted, he added. Tenner asked members of county assembly, members of parliament, governors and senators to tone down on rhetoric, end supremacy battles and help to steer the country forward. We are not in a campaign period anymore. We need to work for the people who elected us. That is what we are supposed to, not keep the country on campaign mode every day. We do not want to see or hear about who is superior, whether governor, MP, senator, but work for the people, he said. He added, stability will help the country to realize growth. We need to work and maintain peace and stability for us to move forward. Divisive politics that wants to divide this country should be shunned, and work to improve the lives of our people.